This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just babble.
Well, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you guys with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I am just loving what, and maybe you guys are too, I don't know. I'm loving what's going on in the news today. I'm loving the fact that Brennan had his, why do these guys need security clearance after the fact? That's what I never understood. Well, why do they have to have access to everything? Maybe it's a minor security clearance. But these guys have high-end security clearances. Why? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots happening there as well. They got more proof later on tonight that the, you know, I mean, what is it? The hardcore left-wing Democrats hate this country. I'm just amazed by it. And, you know, Governor Cuomo come up and said something like, you know, he declared that America was never great, but How did your ancestors get here? Huh, Cuomo? Cuomo? The same as mine did? They wouldn't have been let in other countries. They wouldn't have been welcome in other countries. They didn't even would have got here. Yeah, I know. They had it tough. They had it hard. But you know what? You couldn't do this anywhere else. And if you don't like the country, if you think America's not great, what are you doing here? See, I wouldn't even go down this road. I really believe that what Obama has done is laid the foundation for the hate that's always been under the surface. Right? I mean, all this hate didn't come up in the last 18 months, people. Sorry. But the hate that's been under the surface has now allowed it to come to the top. Obama allowed it to happen. It was okay. It was okay to call this country bad. It was okay to make fun of patriots. It was okay to make fun of our military, to tear down anything patriotic, anything that was good and moral. And now it continues on. Because they think they can play it off of Trump. They think that he's so mad. So, see, it's only... Look, a guy years ago told me, when I was running for office, he said, you need to understand something. You only hang in your little world. Everybody loves you in your little world because you do stuff with and for them. You're on the same page. You speak the same language. You're great. You're God's gift to politics. Nobody else knows you. You're going to find there's a whole bunch of other people that don't care about what and how you're doing. And you know what? He was right. He was exactly right. Because when I started traveling outside my circles, it was Joe who? I mean, seriously, think about it. We don't get that. We don't get that till we get bit by it. We don't get that till we have it happen to us a couple of times. That's when we finally get it. This stuff is, just, again, it's all guided. As far as I'm concerned, it's all guided by, hey, yep, we have proof that the N-word... That was good. I have proof, we have proof, they have proof. We all has proof that the N-word was actually used. And there is a video, a tape, a video, whatever, of it. But it's not quite what you think it is. Now, the fake news media would desperately love it. They want to nail, they want to take Omarosa's words, corrected on a regular basis. And they would like to spin them towards Donald Trump, but they can't. You see, because there is a tape that exists, but it's not what Donald Trump used in the N-word. But you know what's going to happen, right? They're going to say it's okay. Why? Because Obama used the N-word. That's right. Because he used it, it makes it more than okay. It makes it more than all right. Not a big deal. Again, he used it. Can't be a big deal, right? If a black person, if a black person uses the word, the N-word, then what that says is it's okay because they're black. It's like me when I use guinea, right? What are you going to say to me? If I use WAP or Dago or Greaseball, what are you going to say to me? You go, ooh, you can't do that. No, you can't. I'm going to use it because I'm going to use it in a way that actually teaches a lesson. I'm not going to use it in a derogatory way. They still use it. The black community and others, they use it in a derogatory way, but it's okay. Because it's okay for them, apparently it was okay for the president. Yeah, I mean, think about this. It's really scary that they're able to get away with it. Where was I? Oh, yeah. See, I get off these tangents. I forget. So during a podcast interview in 2015 with comedian Mark Maron, former President Barack Obama casually used the N-word in response about racism in the United States, arguing public elimination of the racist epitaph does not indicate that racism has been eradicated from society. Well, no kidding. I don't need I don't need a college degree to figure that one out. The legacy of slavery, Jim Crow discrimination is almost in every institution of our lives. He says, you know, it casts a long shadow, it'll still be part of our DNA when it's passed on. I don't agree. You are supposing that every white person, just because they don't say anything about it, is still racist. That's wrong. And actually what it does is it breeds more racism. All right? I mean, really, seriously. I didn't grow up with it to the degree that they did, but I did grow up with it. I was the dumb Dago, the greaseball, the wetback, well, the equivalent to a wetback, I should say. Okay, and I put up with it. I couldn't fight every fight every time somebody said that to me. And I could tell by when they looked at me, not, you know, just because they weren't saying it doesn't mean they weren't thinking it. But you rise above it. It becomes of no effect when you don't let it. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. You know, with Amber Rosa, think about it. You know how phony she is? Seriously, in 2016, Amber Rosa told a Hollywood Reporter, "I am a black female and Donald Trump is my friend. In my experiences with him, he's only been professional. I'm aware of the perceptions, but he is open-minded. He doesn't judge by people's race, gender, or color. He judges them on their ability to do the job." Now she says he's a racist. He uses the N-word. So one way or the other, she's lying. Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hang tight. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You know, every time I hear this song, I think it's Lipitor. And that guy that's mowing his lawn, dancing to the song. Anybody out there so happy to mow their lawn that they're dancing? Because I never was. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in a chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on, because I always have a good time when he's on, and we always get so much knowledge from him. Dale Bellis joins me. He's the national spokesman for Liberty HealthShare. Dale, thank you so much for being with me today.
What a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for the invitation, and I'm grateful to be here.
Hey, you weren't dancing when that was playing, were you? Please tell me you weren't dancing.
I was bobbing. I was weaving.
You know, the one thing, the great thing about Liberty HealthShare, it's funny, the things that we talk about on this show all the time, and people don't think about this stuff. With Liberty HealthShare, and we'll explain what it is in total in a minute, but You know, we always want freedom to do what we want to do with our money. We want freedom to go where we want to go. You know, we want freedom to choose the things we want to choose, whether it's where you live, the kind of furniture you have, the clothes that you wear. But somehow, some way, when it comes to health care, when it comes to taking care of your body, a lot of people feel helpless. How did that happen, Dale?
Well, it's a growing awareness, a concept, that somehow we are reliant upon the government to create the arrangement for our health care. And it really launched into national prominence with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, which is just really a government system for the buying and selling of insurance. And with that kind of government oversight, that mentality has settled in probably more deeply and more routinely than I've ever observed it before. There is a national conversation going on, Joe, and we'll see who wins out on what side, as to the increasing that government control over our health care so that we have a single-payer, government-paid health care system versus the freedom, the choices, the free market principles of purchasing and acquiring our own means for paying for health care. And those two tracks are diametrically opposed to one another.
Well,
and it's time for us as citizens to awaken to that issue and really weigh in. Where do we want to acquire our health care, from a government-provided system or our own free market-based system? And that's a public discussion going on right now.
Well, but you're fighting, you know, we've kind of touched on this in the past. You're fighting decades of, of mental conditioning, mind conditioning, if you would, that, you know, you graduate from high school, you go to college, you do what you're going to do, you get a job, you get health care at your job, then you turn around and, you know, when you go to the doctor and he says, this is how you have to do things, that's how you, and to further put you in a bottle, you know, depending on the kind of health care plan you have, you can only go to doctors in a certain group, and those doctors can only perform your health care in a certain way. That's something that, my God, you know, we've been taught since toddlers that's how you do it, right?
And that mentality is precisely what has led to the popularity of Liberty HealthShare across the nation, because there is, in that degree, a competing concept. Either we send our money away to a third party who controls our health care decisions and the spending of that money, or we take that back and take control and exercise freedom over the management and care of our health. And we at Liberty HealthShare have just simply said we much prefer, we believe we have the God-given right to manage, direct, control our own, the care of our own health, and we will exert that right by dropping out of the health insurance system and instead relying on each other in a like-minded community of faith and values where we pay each other's medical bills. And that is a part of the movement that is occurring in America today, a resurgence, should I say, of people willing to really invest in the care of their health.
Oh, you said membership. I mean, like, does that mean like there's a whole bunch of guidelines I have to live by, and I got to pay dues, and, you know, I got to go to the gym or something? What do you mean by membership? We're talking about health sharing here, or health care.
We're talking about health sharing, where I join a like-minded community and my money is set aside every month to go to another member who has medical bills. And our technology simply creates that connection with our online community. And we've agreed among ourselves as to what are the guidelines, the general direction as to the kinds of bills we'll participate in. And so that just helps bring definition and guardrails to the way in which we share our medical bills. A lot of it has to do, obviously, with our own initiative in terms of caring about ourselves because we're health-conscious people. It's our money at stake, Joe. So that just simply leads to a whole different mentality and approach to the way in which we access and consume health care.
So, you know, membership, for all intents and purposes, they are the approval/disapproval committee, right, for needs and wants of the individual.
Oh, thankfully, thankfully, those guidelines that we've agreed upon are really the helpful guidance or instruction as to what is eligible to share together as a community. Here's our principle, our essential philosophy, that we're here to assist each other with those things that are unexpected and unaffordable. So if I can plan for it or anticipate it, we want to pay that stuff out of our pockets. For instance, dental. It might be possible, I guess, to have a $5,000 toothache, but it sure isn't difficult to have a $5,000 overnight visit to the ER.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of expenses we want to participate in and help alleviate in our like-minded community. And so we pay for our own dental expense, our own eye care, or our own hearing aid expense. It's the medical expenses that's unaffordable, unexpected, that we want to step up and provide assistance to each other, help pay those bills, because my money goes every month to another person who has an eligible expense. A sufficient number of members participate in sharing that cost. We cut the check out of the online account of that receiving member to the doctors and hospitals, and we're using that technology and sharing about $25 million of medical bills every month.
You know, it's you know, there's no bureaucracy. I guess that's the thing I love about it. And we'll hit this on the other side of the break, but there's no bureaucracy in the sense that there's no panel that I can't see, touch, talk to, or whatever. It's memberships, people that have been in the same position as me helping me out. But we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dale Bellis and Liberty Health Share right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump is abusing his power by stripping away Brennan's security clearance. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders read a statement calling Brennan's conduct erratic.
Mr. Brennan has recently leveraged his status as a former high-ranking official with access to highly sensitive information to make a series of unfounded and outrageous allegations, wild outbursts on the internet and television about this administration.
Democrats like Mark Warner on the Senate Intelligence Committee wonder what might come next.
I worry whether this precedent is going to somehow lead to the president trying to take away Mueller and his whole team's security clearances. To have either the clearances revoked or in the process of being revoked, to me, smacks of Nixonian-type practices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a play. You know, they say music is good. It's good for the soul. It's good for the body. So, you know, there's a little bit of my, there's my my health tip for the day. And don't say anything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I got Dale Bellis with me. He's a national spokesman for Liberty Health Share. And, Dale, always a good time when I have you with me. I appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure as well, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, I was kind of alluding to in the last segment, and I always joke with you, but it's, you know, we heard so much when ACA kicked in about the death panels. People you can't speak with, people who make decisions without any thought process as to who you are, who that person is. There is no bureaucracy here at Liberty Health Share. I mean, this truly is members. I want to drive this point home. It truly is members helping other members. Last time I had you on the show, we even talked about you can send goodwill notes or prayers to that person that you're helping out or giving money to or helping with their expenses. You can't do that in that cold insurance industry world, can you?
No, you can't. And in fact, that has been my observation as to the most basic flaw of health insurance is that I send my money away to a third party, someone else, in the case of an insurance company or the government or an employer plan, where somebody else is both spending the dollars and making decisions about my care. So we lose autonomy and we lose control of the dollars. If somebody else, Joe, is paying for my health care costs, my natural tendency is to overspend, to overconsume, to overengage, because if I have a choice between a hip replacement surgery and one doctor charges $30,000 and another one charges $90,000 and somebody else is paying the bill, my natural tendency is to go with the $90,000 because my assumption is, oh, he's higher, he's got to be better quality. Well, actually, actually the opposite typically is true. It's certainly counterintuitive. We can get into that. But the reality is I tend to overspend. If it's our dollars, it's coming from my pocket, and in the case of Liberty HealthShare, the pockets of my fellow members, that just changes my mentality. I'm standing there at the counter accessing healthcare services. I want to evaluate the plan. I want to eliminate unnecessary care. I want to look at the add-on expenses and not engage in duplicative tests, etc., because it's my money at stake out of my pocket and the pockets of my fellow members, and that whole mentality is what makes, is one of the elements that makes healthcare sharing far more efficient and cost-effective.
But, you know, it's, I know not a lot of, I shouldn't say this, I know some people don't do this, but I was always brought up to negotiate, and you just said it a minute ago. It's kind of like, you know, with your car, with the repair work that's done on your car, you ask questions. You know, what can we cut off? What can we do this? Do I have to do that? Can we work on a plan to get to a certain point with the vehicle? We don't do that with our own bodies. Again, whatever the doctor says is gospel truth for some people, and they don't realize that he is acting or she is acting on the guidelines of the insurance company, not on the guidelines of what's best for you and your body, which I wonder if people really understand that's what's going on. And the second part of that comment is the fact that why don't we negotiate? Like, you and I have talked a dozen times about the fact that sometimes I don't want to chase the doctor around when I go for a physical. I want to take my blood test first. The insurance company says, no, come for a physical, then you get the blood test. So I pay for the blood test, or I'm willing to pay for it first. Well, you get to make your choice. You get to make the plan with the doctor. Isn't that true?
With Liberty HealthShare, we have an entire advisory service. At the touch of a telephone, it dials into an entire bank of healthcare professionals that we have here at our home office in northeastern Ohio to give advice to our members as to whether or not that particular procedure being presented or provided by a doctor is medically advisable for them, and if it is, how to achieve that at the most advisable price. That advisory service we find to be the most useful, because healthcare can be a confusing arena. It can be both confusing and difficult to maneuver and just puzzling as to why healthcare has developed these particular hoops that I have to jump through. But we're here to help advocate for and guide our members through that process and system. Let me just give you a couple of examples of that. I referenced the $30,000 or $90,000 hip replacement. When we have a member call in about that kind of a contrast or difference, what we've discovered is the $30,000 provider is more efficient. He creates or actually completes far more procedures than the $90,000 guy. He's got a system in place that produces efficiency and effectiveness, so that at the end of the day, the benefit behind the $30,000 provider is his outcomes are far better than the one who does it very rarely and has to charge three times the amount. Most people intuitively would think the $90,000 guy is going to be higher quality, but the reverse is absolutely the case. I know it's counterintuitive, but that's what absolutely transpires in our healthcare system today.
Let's talk about some of the things, you know, again, healthcare, you know, it's so confusing to people. We don't quite understand, you know, you hear it's broken, you hear this doesn't work, this is much more expensive, got to go to single payer, that'll make it great for everybody. It will not make it great for everybody, but it's a story for another segment. So the president has signed several executive orders over the last couple of weeks, and, you know, one of them is allowing other insurance companies to sell insurance policies across state lines. Why is that such a big deal? What does that actually do?
Well, the belief, the theory behind it,
like
is that.
That
it will create competition, so that if a particular insurance company is able to sell their product in multiple states, it will create competition with other insurance providers in that particular jurisdiction. While I nod and say, yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Sounds reasonable.
It's yet to be seen as to whether or not that particular strategy succeeds. I tend to believe much more in empowering the individual consumer so that if the consumer has their dollars that they're utilizing in the purchase of either a health care plan or, in our case, with health care sharing, or as a customer at the counter, if we empower the choices of the individual customer, as we do in almost every other segment of our economy, that's what will drive prices down. Not the number of insurers available in my marketplace, but whether or not me individually as a consumer are making choices with my dollars, and now I'm really challenging those providers of products and services to provide the best value for the use of my dollars. That's what will drive costs down.
Listen, when you say the government is in control of, the government is doing, the government is planning, that should send a chill up anybody's spine. I don't care who you are, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to health care. It's too big for them, too hard.
Well, a recent study from the Mercatus Institute out of George Mason University has done a study of what it would cost in our current system for a nationalized health care plan run and paid for by the government. Their conclusion was that it would be $3 trillion over 10 years, more than the total spending of health care today in our marketplace, more than what is spent totally on health care in the private insurance market.
Whoa.
Individual self-pay, health care, it doesn't matter. It's more than what is currently being spent in our economy today for health care. So the price tag is staggering. Not to speak of if there are flaws in our system today in terms of control by insurance companies. It's mind-boggling to think what kind of issues would erupt with a government-controlled system.
Look.
Add to that, Joe, a recent report by the International Red Cross.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold that report, because we got to go for commercial break. You know, we both believe in capitalism, so we'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more with Dale Bellows, National Spokesman for Liberty Healthcare, in just a few minutes.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 All-in-One Filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
That'll get your blood pumping. Even better than blood pressure medication. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Dale Bellis joins me, national spokesman for Liberty Health Share. Always enjoy, always informed. You get at least, you know, if nothing else, you're going to get some information. And you'll be able to start to make decisions, start to look at a different direction on taking care of your body. And Dale, always informative when you're on, and I think, you know, you know me, I take a lighthearted approach to stuff, and I think that helps people not zone out. I think, this is something you got to talk about, but you can't talk about it in such a fashion that puts people to sleep. So, but again, and you never do. That wasn't the road I was going down, but it's good that people get this information and understand that even with Liberty HealthShare, as you said, with the touch of a button, you can get a hold of somebody to help you through some of the things that you have, some of the issues that you might be having in a direction you can go to fix them, right?
Indeed, healthcare can be bewildering, confusing, and becomes a maze frequently that we have to wend our way through. And we occasionally, and for our members, we discover they need that kind of advocacy on their behalf in approaching the complex care that exists in the marketplace today. And so we provide that kind of advisory service and help to our members.
You know, you and I have talked about this a dozen times, but when I well overweight, 290-plus pounds, and I was talking to the doctor about it, and it's really funny because the questions are, is your dad, who else has high blood pressure in your family? And you know, okay, my dad does, my brother, they're all on blood pressure medication. And he starts to write a prescription. It's like, no, I'm not going to take that. Why can't you tell me what to do to bring that down? And that goes to the point I made earlier where the insurance company says, hey, I take your blood pressure. It's this much. If you have family members that are taking medication, then you have to take medication. So in talking with him later on, now, changed the diet a little bit, changed some of the things that I did. My blood pressure is way down. And in talking with him afterward, having a short conversation with him, he said, look, we, for our insurance reasons, if I don't prescribe that to you or let you know that this is what you need to do and something happens to you, I'm on the hook for that. He said, so I have to go down that road first. And then the insurance company says they won't pay me or they won't take care of unless I've done A, B, and C first. So, you know, it just, in the time that she'd been on the air with me, it drives that point home is if I had done what the doctor said, in essence, I would have taken absolutely no control over my body, right?
It is really a testament to our current healthcare system that has tended away from making the patient and doctor relationship sacred. And that's what we've really worked hard at restoring and reviving. It is returning control to the hands of the individual patient, the consumer, the customer that's at the counter, so that the patient and doctor relationship is restored, and that patient's the one making those choices and decisions. That's why I have referred already to the advisory service for our members. They're the ones making those choices. We're not trying to manage their care. We're simply trying to resource them in making selections and decisions and choices that is in their best health decision and choice. And so we're here to empower the individual member, and I think that is what will return our healthcare system to prominence and strength and be once again the kind of driving force in the world for good.
Well, and it comes back to education, too. It comes back to getting people educated to understand they can ask questions about their body. They can ask questions about their treatments and what have you. And talking about taking the weight off, you have a different, you have the ability for me to call if I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. You've got advisors I can call to get some help on maybe how to change my diet, things I could do to make myself healthier and what have you. Where I'm telling you, the only thing most insurance companies will do is they'll give you a discounted gym rate or something like that, right?
Well, across America, we have an epidemic of lifestyle-based diseases. They're chronic conditions. You mentioned high blood pressure. That's certainly one of them. Or heart disease. Or type 2 diabetes. Certainly obesity, yep. Smoking, cholesterol. All of those are lifestyle-based in terms of how I eat, how I exercise, how I sleep, how I reduce stress. All of those kinds of choices and decisions about how I live So with those members who join us with one of those chronic conditions, we welcome them. We share in those costs associated with those conditions so long as they enroll with us on the basis of our Health Track program. We assign them a health coach. And that health coach simply helps create a designed and customized program for their particular circumstances, helps set their goals, provides positive reinforcement and encouragement and guidance, as well as accountability, frankly, Joe, because that's one of the elements of the psychology of change, and helps that person achieve those goals. The average tenure as a Health Track member is 7 months, making the kinds of changes in their health because they're motivated. Now, that costs an additional $80, which is largely a pass-through for the health coach. But that motivation is to make those changes. The $80 drops off. They continue on as a member, and we celebrate their achievement. We send up digital balloons for them in our monthly newsletter. We're graduating 300 to 500 Health Track members every month.
Wow.
Joe.
Wow.
People's lives are being transformed.
Well, you know, it doesn't look at it. It's irritating at first. You know, from somebody who did it, it's irritating at first. You don't see an immediate result, but I'll tell you what: when you start taking those pounds off, you start eating a little bit better, and again, and nobody's telling you you got to, you know, sew your mouth closed. That's not what I did, but you start eating. All of a sudden, your knees start feeling better. Your feet aren't as swollen. You get up in the morning, you got a little bit more energy. Hey, I like this. This feels good, and you stay on it. And if you've got a coach at the other end, if you got somebody going, wow, you took off 2 pounds, or you did this, that's great. See, it's working. Let's keep moving down that road. It's a whole different feeling and a whole different atmosphere or thought process towards your life. And I think, as you said, we have an epidemic.
We've discovered that the credential that makes the best health coach is a registered dietitian. Because so much of what we deal with in the American diet is based upon what we eat. Type 2 diabetes, it is an eating disorder. High blood pressure and heart disease, certainly obesity, all of those have to do with our diet. And in the American diet, so rich in sodium and sugar and fats, has to be examined and challenged and reversed in order for us to gain health. And registered dietitians provide our members with diet plans, meal plans, encouragement and support and positive guidance. And it really is transforming people's lives. I got to tell you this quick fact. In 2017, Joe, we had 1,605 people join Liberty HealthShare with an indication to lose weight. Now, we have very flexible and generous height and weight guidelines, but here were folks who it was obvious that, I mean, weight is a significant indicator of future health. And so they had an indication to lose weight. As a group together in 2017, they lost over 32,000 pounds as a group.
Wow. Good for them.
Celebrated their success, their achievement. That's 16 tons. And they graduated from the program, continued on as members. But those are the kinds of lives that are being transformed as a result of that process.
You know, back in the 70s, I remember being in the playgrounds, you know, forgive me if you have a child that's a little chunky, but there weren't many chunky kids in the playground back then. We were out, we weren't on these games, and today, you look in the playground, there ain't that many skinny kids on the playground. So it shows you that there is a difference in lifestyle, and you've got to do something. Liberty HealthShare, how do we find it? What kind of programs do you have? Tell the people.
LibertyHealthShare.org is the best place to go. That's our website, LibertyHealthShare.org. There's an opportunity there to receive a free information packet. We call it a decision guide. It gets delivered electronically to your email, so just give your name and email address. Chock full of information and guidance and explanation regarding Liberty HealthShare, the 3 sharing programs that we have available for people's budgets and needs. Or just simply call the toll-free number, Joe.
There
talk to
go.
One of our advisors in the contact center, lots of people prefer to just kind of talk things through.
Yep.
We've got an entire staff of people responding to those phone calls. So call the toll-free number, 855-58-LIBERTY, or peruse the page of the website. There's a great frequently asked questions page, but libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
All right, people, it is a different way of doing things, but I'm telling you, it's a better way of doing things. Dale Bell, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?